Welcome to another episode of Open Doors, Conversations with Heart of the Father. I'm your host, Jacqueline Harper. Open Doors is a conversation about inviting God's love, presence, and power into our hearts. We are friends and teammates from Heart of the Father Ministries who share in the mission of setting captive hearts free through Unbound Ministry. We're so glad you could join us. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Heart of the Father's Open Doors podcast. I'm Rachel Lozano, and I will be your host today. Joining me today is Dan Gehagen. Dan is the leader of Unbound Ministry Maryland and also serves on the board for Heart of the Father Ministries. And I always enjoy spending time with Dan when I get to see him. He is so full of the joy of the Lord, full of the Holy Spirit, and his openness and interest in other people makes you feel valued and heard. Thanks for being here with me today, Dan.
It's a joy to be here, Rachel. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Well, to get started, I know you, but I think a lot of our listeners don't. So why don't you just share a little bit about yourself and what you feel like people should know about you?
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, so my name is Dan Gehagen, and I was born and raised in the Baltimore area, and I now live in Ellicott City, Maryland, which for those of you that look at the nicest places to live in the United States, it usually makes the top 10.
Oh, go Ellicott City.
On the list, yeah, right. So I'm 65 years old. I'm married to my lovely wife, Peggy, 43 years, and we have six children, all adult age, and three grandchildren. I spent most of my career in the IT industry, but recently retired. So I'm about 33 days into retirement, enjoying every single minute of it as well.
Good, good.
So, yeah, and I've been involved with the Unbound Ministry for over, probably 15 plus years now. And so I have a long history with it now, and it's been a big part of my life.
That's awesome. Well, I know you haven't always been involved in Unbound Ministry, and there was a time where you weren't involved. I feel like now, you know, you've been around for so long and you seem like a part of it. But can you tell me, well, how did you first hear about Unbound?
Yeah, so I can't remember what year it was, but I want to say maybe like 2008. A ways back. Anyway, my wife Peggy went to a conference that was really close to our house. One of the evangelical churches was having a conference, and she went. And I was on a business trip, and I couldn't go. When I came back, she was like, "Oh my gosh, Dan, you have got to read this book." I mean, this conference was great. So, you know, I listened to her. I mean, if something really gets her attention, I know it's worth listening to. So I read the book, and I thought, wow, this is really profound. I mean, it's so simple. But it just seemed like such a good model in terms of praying with people and specifically, you know, for deliverance. So anyway, at that time, I was in a position with a charismatic community where I was a leader. So I had a lot of opportunities to pray with people. So after reading the book, I thought, I'm going to try this five keys approach.
Right.
Now, again, I just read the book.
No training.
I hadn't been to a conference, no training. I'm like, anyway, so I start praying with people, and I am astonished at the results, at, you know, how God would enter in and really touch these people. Hmm. It was like, oh my gosh, this is beautiful. It was so loving and tender and patient and careful. And anyway, I was really quite moved by the power, just how the Holy Spirit would enter into these prayer sessions. So then it was shortly thereafter, maybe a year or so, that I was able to go to a conference and actually attend. And I learned so much, and I realized, I wasn't doing everything quite right.
I'm sure God still used it.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, because, you know, the keys are really the power of the gospel unleashed, right? So, yeah, so then I went to the conference and just got more. And then, of course, once I did that, I just wanted to learn more and more and more and have more opportunity to serve.
Right, and that's awesome. And I know you have such a heart to care for other people and love other people and serve them. But was Unbound impactful in your own life? Did you go for an Unbound session? And if so, what led you to go for an Unbound session?
So it's always a good idea to get prayer yourself, you know, if you want to be in ministry, you know. And so, yeah, so I went to prayer really, you know, even though I understood the five keys, I really didn't understand my own issues, really. So I went into a session and I'm talking and I'm sharing. And the person that was leading the session started to have some insights and they saw some threads in the things that I was sharing. And just to give a little bit of my story, you know, when I was growing up, it's hard to believe I'm a big guy, you know, stature wise. But when I was growing up, I was the runt of the class.
That's hard to imagine. Yeah,
it is. I was the smallest kid in my class up through seventh grade. Hmm. And I probably wasn't even in the middle of the pack till I was in the ninth. So, you know, I was easy pickings for the bullies, right? For the big guys. I was really young. I mean, I went to kindergarten. I think I was 4 years old back then.
Wow.
If you were calendar year, you went to school. So
right.
I was immature. I was slow in developing. And here I was struggling mightily in school. So I didn't fail any of the grades, but I can remember saying to Mama, Mom, am I going to pass this year? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to get through. So very early in my life, I kind of developed this self-perception that, you know, you're not really good. You don't measure up and you don't have what it takes. Mm. And so that was just kind of my identity deep down in terms of how I perceived myself. And so when I'm in this prayer session, this guy says, well, you know, is it possible that these things are at work? These are some of the lies that you fellowship with. And I said, yeah, never really thought about that.
Hmm.
So being led in prayer just to say, in the name of Jesus, I renounce the lie that I'm not good enough. In the name of Jesus, I renounce the lie that I don't measure up. As I started to renounce those lies, it was like, oh my goodness, that's not who I am.
Right.
These are lies that I've fellowshipped with for all this time. And it was like, it was astounding. I mean, and it's not like my life was in ruins, but what it did was when I renounced those lies, it was really at that point that I really began to walk in the things that God had held for me that I had stayed back from because of those lies, right? And it was the first time in my life I realized that's not who I was.
Right, right.
Right? I just thought that's who I was. This is how I am. This is how I'm made. So for me, it was just an incredible breakthrough.
Yeah. I mean, I can relate to that. And I don't know if you felt this way, but I know the first time that I went through an Unbound session and really experienced a lot of freedom, I was like, I wish I'd had this earlier, you know, that I've been carrying these things around. I mean, and I'm thankful for, you know, it was all in God's timing and it was needed to happen when it happened. But you look back, you're like, I was carrying all that baggage and wasn't able to encounter the depth that the Lord had for me or my identity that the Lord had for me. So that's awesome.
It's so true.
Yeah. So you tell me a little bit about, so what were you expecting that? What were you expecting when you went into the Unbound session?
Yeah. So I certainly understood it because I had prayed with people. And the thing that was so remarkable is I don't think I understood my story.
Hmm.
I mean, I had a story, but I don't think I ever wrestled with it or thought it through. And I think just in the context of my sharing, thank God I had somebody that just was listening.
Right.
And was seeing some patterns in what I was sharing. Because as you know, you've prayed with a lot of people. You really appreciate when people come with their stuff.
Right.
When they're ready and they want to share their stuff and they want to do it. But I kind of went in like probably some pride thinking, I got my act together, my life is good, and then I'm thinking, God had great big package for me.
That, right.
You know, it was so beautiful to unwrap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And probably because you were able to be honest, like even though you weren't necessarily knowing what you were going to renounce, probably your honesty about your past and how you were feeling internally helped a lot. Rather than being closed off from what the Lord wanted to do.
Yeah. Yeah. And oftentimes with Unbound, you really do have to go back to the beginning, to those early times.
Mm-hmm.
That can be where a lot of things happen, right, in people that really kind of put them on a certain trajectory in terms of how they are and what how they see themselves.
Definitely. And so how are things different for you? I mean, you mentioned you were able to do things maybe or pursue things that you hadn't been open to before. So how did, what did it look like after your Unbound session for you?
I'll give an example of a story. So it's probably been, almost 10 years now. Matt called me and said, Dan, I'm going to Ghana to present Unbound. And I'd like, if you're interested, I'd like to take you along to help, you know, present the Unbound teachings. So he presents this question to me. So knowing who my enemy is, right? I'm not good enough. I don't measure up.
Right.
I don't have what it takes. Immediately in my mind, right? Dan, who are you kidding?
you can't travel do halfway this. Around the world to present Unbound.
There's no way you could present these talks, right? So I'm hearing all the lies right there. And I said, hey, Matt, hold on just for one second. And I put the phone away and I said, in the name of Jesus Christ, I renounce the lie that I can't do this. I can do all things in Christ who lives and abides in me. And I renounced the lie. And then I said, Matt, tell me more about this. You know, but I know what my enemy is, right?
Right.
My enemy is always trying to tell me that I can't do it. I don't have what it takes, right? And so that's, so it's really helpful. I mean, Unbound kind of points out and I think shows people where their enemy is. And that certainly was the benefit for me.
Yeah. It,
you know,
it helps
so it's not
to
like
be
you're
so
not,
sneaky, yeah. right? It's not so sneaky.
Yeah.
You know, you bring it into
exactly.
the light. Yeah.
Exactly.
And it loses its power because you're able to be like, okay, this is how I'm feeling, but I don't need to come under that. And that's such a great story.
Right. Yeah. When you asked me about this podcast, you know, you can't speak to this stuff. You know what I mean? So yeah, you just have to, you have to know who your enemy is.
Right.
And that really, I mean, geez, that's half the battle, isn't it?
Yep. Yep.
Knowing who and what we're fighting against.
Yep. Amen to that. And the enemy's the deceiver, right? And when we allow the Lord to open our eyes and be able to see, he can't deceive us, you know, and then we have the power. So that's awesome.
Amen.
Yeah. That's great. So I don't know if you were like me, but I know, you know, I had my first like really amazing Unbound session, got really set free and really walked in that freedom for a while, but then needed to go and have another Unbound session a few years later when the Lord like uncovered more things. Did you have that experience where you felt like, obviously you were able to name your enemies and you were able to renounce those things on your own, but did you feel like at some points in your life you needed to go back and maybe meet with a team and get more ministry?
Yeah, you know, a lot of times I get ministry from my wife. So she'll hear me speaking a certain way and she'll, you know, she'll say, I think we need to address that, right? You know, and we sort of do it kind of as a routine of our life. You know, if I'm sitting there and I'm like, God, I'm a horrible father. You know, Peggy will go, Dan, in the name of Jesus, you know, I renounce the lie that I'm, you know, we kind of use it like an examination of conscience. But yeah, there's been different things in forgiving certain people that, you know, I've had to get prayer to lead through that. But I, you know, we, you know, that's the beauty of the five keys is once you understand them and use them, they really do become a very powerful tool in your day-to-day walk with the Lord. Peggy and I will, you know, sometimes at night we'll like remind ourselves, you know, what do I need to repent of? Who do I need to forgive? What lies have I fellowshiped? You know, what things do I need to renounce, right? It's just a great way of staying clean, you know? Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, and staying close to the Lord and being practical with the gospel, you know, what the Lord's given us and then putting it into action. You know, we talk about the gospel needs a response. And so I feel like using those five keys as being as responding to the gospel every day. I love hearing how Peggy was saying to you, okay, Dan, don't, you know, that's a lie. We need to renounce that. I feel like that's a common refrain in our house too, that that's a lie. Don't fellowship with that. You need to renounce that because sometimes you don't even realize the lies that you're speaking out, you know, becomes a habit or you come under that oppression of not feeling good enough and how great that you have Peggy or those of you listening, maybe you have a good friend or your mom or dad or whoever it is that can speak truth to you when you're not speaking truth to yourself. It's really helpful.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. Or if you're talking like about a wound that you have and you're recounting and, you know, sometimes you relive things and Peggy will be like, is that somebody you need to forgive? Again, is there still some unresolved resentment, which is good because you don't want to hold that stuff.
No,
that stuff
you don't.
Is just so bad for you.
Yep. And it just ruins the rest of like your day and your life. Like when you're holding on to that resentment. So it's like, okay, this happened. This person did this to you. It's like, how fast can we forget? I mean, you need to process it, but how fast can you forgive them so that you aren't holding on to it, that resentment and being able to move on. And I think there's power in that because when we don't forgive, that person holds power over us and we end up thinking about them a lot and our anger for them grows. And yeah. Not a way to live. So you've experienced freedom. I'm sure Peggy's experienced freedom. What does that look like? And now, obviously, you know, you lead Unbound Ministry in Maryland. You're part of the board. You've traveled to Ghana and presented Unbound. Can you tell me a little bit more maybe about what that looks like in your life on a regular basis? So I know what it looks like with Peggy, but maybe it looked like in your family or what it has looked like in your parish, what it looks like to start Unbound. I guess we haven't really talked about that. So I know you weren't alone in starting the Unbound Ministry in Maryland. So how did you get from point A, going to a conference, receiving ministry, to starting your own ministry?
Yeah. So when we had the conference, we were really excited. There was a group of us, a small group, I think there was maybe six or eight of us that helped sponsor the conference in Baltimore. And then after the conference, you know, we prayed with all these people that signed up and that was wonderful. And then it was like a couple of us were like, well, where do we go from here? Mm-hmm. Seems like we should do, I mean, we can do events, but they're labor intensive and they're hard to do. And it was like, well, what can we do to offer this? So we had a handful of people that were trained in doing the Unbound model. And so I just started meeting with pastors one by one that I knew in the region. Sit down, I'd invite them over to dinner, you know, give them the book, tell them about the conference and what we did and that we'd like to do more of it and ask them to read it if they would, you know, and then I would follow up, meet with them, say, hey, could we do an overview of the five keys talk at your parish and maybe offer this prayer to them. And so I started doing that parish by parish. And, you know, I was at the time I would have Matt come down, you know, I'd set these things up and Matt would come down and do the five keys talk. I remember after about three or four of them, he said, you know, Dan, you could do these. you don't have to have me come down from Philadelphia to give these talks. And I said, well, you know, a prophet is despised in their own land, man.
Right.
So anyway, we really grew it that way. And then in the beginning, you know, it was sort of prayer being offered in the context of a talk, of an event of sorts, you know, maybe a one-day retreat. We did a couple of those. But then we said, you know, we need to just be able to offer prayer. And then we just started getting permission, right, from different parishes and churches, say, hey, can we put this in your bulletin? We're going to offer prayer. And people let us do it. And then at some point, we were communicating with our local archbishop, and he was good with what we were doing in the ministry. And then he endorsed it.
I remember that.
And then formally put the ministry, Unbound Ministry Maryland, under the charismatic renewal of the Archdiocese of Baltimore. So we became an official organization that had, you know, some of the covering of the Archdiocese, which was great. And that's where we stand now. And we have the support of our Archbishop, and which is wonderful, right? Because, you know, especially when we're praying with Catholics, they like to know you're legit.
Right.
I think Catholics tend to be a little bit more suspicious of these kinds of things. So having that endorsement was really, really helpful.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes all the difference.
So, but it was, you know, Rachel, in a word, it was inch by inch, row by row that we built the ministry. Mm-hmm. And I marvel at what God accomplished over the last, you know, 12 or so years, how he has built it and helped us and led us and guided us. Yeah, it's been it's been really nice.
Well, you were obedient to him, you know, and you did that. I feel like listening to you talk about meeting with those pastors individually, what a difference relationship makes, you know, and I'm sure people already probably knew you and knew who you are and who and what you stood for. And then you were able to enter into that and talk about Unbound as someone that they could trust. And even though it felt like small things, the Lord took that and really expanded it. So your yes, and then multiplying it. I always love the loaves and the fish. I always think about that when I feel like, Lord, I don't feel like I do enough for you or I hardly do very much. But he's like, that's okay. You know, I'm going to multiply it. Just like, give me what you can give and I'm going to take it from there. So amen. I love that.
It also helped too. I connected with some really, really good holy priest. And I can remember one pastor I met with, and I said, yeah, I'm working with Father so-and-so. And they were like, well, if they're doing it, I should be doing it. like because of the people that I was partnered with that were working with us gave me credibility, which really helped, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, they're able to then see the value in it for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah, they're saying, well, if Father so-and-so is doing it, this has got to be a good thing.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So
that's great. Yeah. Well, thanks so much for joining me today, Dan. Is there any last things that you want to share? Anything that came up to you while we were talking that you feel like, oh, the Lord really wants me to share this, or I think it would really be really helpful for people to hear?
Yeah, I would say for me personally, the most profound change in my life because of Unbound is that I grew in a significant way in my personal understanding of how much God the Father loves me. For me, I knew that the Father loved me, you know, in some place in my life, but through the Unbound prayer and just walking in the power of the gospel, the five keys, and it just showed me how much the Father loved me. And I feel like, you know, I look at myself today versus 15 years ago, and I would say I walk in the knowledge and understanding that I am loved, that I am a beloved son of the Father. Amen. I mean, I really believe that. There's a way that I feel like I'm favored by the Father, that he has his eye, that I'm the apple of his eye.
I love that.
And that's all because of entering into that journey of going after my freedom. Because ultimately, that's what the enemy's about.
Yeah.
He doesn't want us to hear the Father whispering his love and affirmation. For a long time, I listened to the enemy. You're no good. You don't measure up. You don't have what it takes. Now, I'm listening to the Father's voice.
I love that.
You are loved. You are appreciated.
I love that. And it's so true. I feel like, from my personal experience, too, of encountering the love of the Father, that it is so grounding and secure and comforting, you know, even when life is chaos or everything is going wrong, it's that you are held by the Father is so good. And wanting other people to know that too. I think that's the heartbreaking, you know, you look at the world around us and your heart breaks because of how many people don't know that they are loved and they're living out of that pain of rejection and abandonment instead of knowing how much they're loved. So I think that's such a beautiful word to end on from you.
Yeah. And, you know, just one final comment. I had the opportunity in my life to do a lot of different ministries just by virtue of how I grew up in the Lord and in the renewal. And when, you know, about a year or two into this with the Unbound, I said to Peggy one time, I said, I have found my place in the kingdom of God, and that is to lift the veil from my brothers and sisters' eyes, that they would know that they're loved by the Father. Because I ultimately think that's the gift of the Unbound ministry, that it lifts the veil for so many to know that they're loved.
And
what a beautiful thing to give.
It is. And I feel like you do it really well. Like, I feel like obviously when you're ministering to people on Unbound, you do it, but I feel like you just carry that with you. You know, I said that a little bit in my introduction, but I feel like when I talk to you, I I feel loved. And I think it's because you know you're loved and you're sharing that love of the Father. So you carry it well.
You're kind to say.
Well, it's true. It's true. Well, thank you so much for joining me today, Dan, and sharing your story.
You.
And I think everyone listening has been really blessed and encouraged to hear your words, to hear your story, and to hear how much the Father loves them.
Amen. And, thank you.
And thank you to all of you who are listening and for joining us today. And just a reminder, I feel like that's such a good jumping off spot, but we're going to be starting our Abba's Heart book study here on the podcast starting June 1st. And I want to invite all of you to join us in this study and start this summer drawing near to the heart of our Heavenly Father. So I think that's Dan and I did not plan this. So I feel like that's just a great invitation into what I wanted to talk about that. And on June 1st, we'll be discussing chapters 1-3 and using the Abba's Heart study guide as the basis for our discussion. So right now you can get Abba's Heart and the study guide for 15% off using the code BOOKSTUDY15. So we'd really love for you to join us. And even if you've read it before, I've read it before, but I'm going to be reading it again because I feel like there's even more to glean and a way to allow the Lord to call me into his heart in a deeper way. So don't be shy if you've already read it that you think, oh, you can't join us. I think you definitely should. And thank you to all of you who partner with us in this ministry of setting the captives free in the name of Jesus. If you're interested in partnering with us, you can check out the donation info in the show notes. Have a wonderful day and God bless you.
Thanks so much for joining us today. If you'd like to learn more about taking hold of the freedom you have been given in Christ, check out our website, heartofthefather.com, and find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
This is Matt,
Jen,
Rachel,
and Jacqueline saying goodbye until next time.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
If anyone hears my voice and opens the door,
I will come in to him and eat with him.
And he with me. Revelation 3:20.